Ian Seward and Grant Kraft have the skills and know-how to make custom-built backcountry skis. They've made a business out of it called Fairweather Ski Works in Haines. They work out of Seward's wood shop at his home, tucked in the woods but in view of the mountains and ocean. They've filled about 100 orders for custom skis in the 2 years they've been operating, using locally sourced spruce and birch. Skis are often adorned with customized designs from local artists. Customers pay about $800 for a pair of skis. Seward says he's not surprised the business took off.
Just because, you know, the name of Haines in the ski community nowadays is pretty recognizable, and we live in such a great ski mecca that, it seems like, God, how can someone not be doing this here?
But some of the financial aspects of starting and running a small business, those are things Seward and Kraft are not so experienced at. That's why they applied to the Path to Prosperity competition. After being chosen as one of the 12 finalists, they attended a weekend boot camp in Juneau, where the participants were given assistance in writing a business plan and identifying how they would use $40,000.
And we got a pretty broad view of it, you know, from like the financial things to the marketing aspects of it and all of that. So it was really a good boost for us that way to learn some of those basics, you know.
Seward says learning more skills about how to operate a business will mean more opportunity for growth and success.
We'll get somebody on board for taxes, you know, preparing taxes for us, and for kind of helping us run our books, and then in the process teach us how to do it too. Then we'll join some industry associations, you know, that'll help kind of broaden the marketing outreach a little bit, and just try and ramp up the level of the whole thing a little bit more professional there, I guess.
This is the second year of the Path to Prosperity competition. The competition was started to support innovative, sustainable businesses and economic growth in Southeast rural communities. That's exactly how Seward sees the competition, spurring the growth of two small businesses and the economy of Haines.
And it shows what people here are made of, and that we can do it. Even in a little place like this, we can do it.
Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friednauer.
And I'm Emily Files. Heather Shade is co-owner of Port Chilcoot Distillery.
So we're in the distillery right now. That sound you hear is whiskey distilling. We're filling these 25-gallon oak barrels with whiskey.
For Shade and her co-owner and husband, Sean Copeland, the Path to Prosperity opportunity came at the right time. They started the distillery about a year ago, distilling gin, vodka, and moonshine. They've accomplished everything in their three-year business plan in just 1 year.
Which was restore our historical building and start operating in it, get the laws changed to open up a tasting room, hire our first employee, and put up a barrel of whiskey a month.
Writing a revised business plan for Path to Prosperity forced Shade and Copeland to focus on the next steps. They want to grow, but in a way that fits with the character of Haines.
It's not like we're looking to become Jack Daniels here. We just want to slowly grow to a size where we're able to supply to some markets outside of Alaska, and where we're able to, you know, have more of a team of people.
Shade says the business boot camp Path to Prosperity held in September for the 12 finalists helped her get out of the sometimes lonely bubble of running your own business.
A lot of people who haven't tried to start something from scratch may not understand how much of yourself you really have to put into it, and it comes at a cost.
Shade says they plan to use the Path to Prosperity prize money for social media and web marketing work, and to explore potential buyers in markets outside of Alaska. Shade is excited that two Haines businesses won the $40,000 in seed money.
I hope, you know, by having Haines businesses representing this award this year, that will inspire other people to start things here or in the other small communities as well.
Shade says businesses in rural Alaska have the potential to make a huge impact on a small place. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.